welcome to This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Where have you been? This is what our show is going to be about today, kind of, sort of. Catch up where we've been. We haven't been around since the end of March when everything shut down due to the COVID pandemic. I am joined here by, with, little, I am joined with, by, or with?
Yes.
Yeah. We're here.
Justin and Marcy are both in the house. We're in the Stu studio, which is Marcy and Justin's abode. The object of this podcast will be to test out new equipment we've acquired and see how we can screw it up. Hopefully we won't screw it up. We're trying to hopefully do a bunch of new things here, and we'll see how we do. But short of that, what have we been up to? Personally, me, I was never without a job. I was constantly working. I was deemed essential, not as essential as a healthcare worker or anything along those lines, but I drive truck, not a semi for a living, but I drive a delivery truck, which was deemed essential or could be deemed essential by the government. And we had little pieces of paper that says, "Hey, Ossifer, I am essential. Look at me." That's what the government says. Suck it.
I have one of those pieces of paper as well.
Do you?
Yes, I have not had time off from my job due to COVID. So, but I work in senior housing, so it's
She works from home now.
Well, sometimes.
Well,
I was working from home all the time, but now we're slowly transitioning back. So,
and that's kind of, well, and you have an immune issue. I don't know what you call it, but I'm not going to try and name it.
It's called Sjogren's syndrome.
Okay. So yeah, that was kind of good that you're able to work from home and do all that good stuff. Your job allowed you to do that. Justin tried welding from home, but his arms were not long enough.
No, and I don't think they would allow that in our, 500 square foot apartment. No, I was deemed essential. We figured, you know, as a shop, we should take 2 weeks off. And at the very beginning, this is back in March, and we took 2 weeks off. And right after that, we went back to work, and we haven't stopped since. I mean, it's been slow, obviously, because, you know, the demand for what we do at my company is obviously a little lower, but we're still deemed essential. We're infrastructure.
Sure. Yeah. We deliver a lot of heavier Amazon and Walmart orders. So stuff that UPS, FedEx can't deliver lighter than 70 pounds. So we do your dressers, your sheds, your big stuff.
Did you deliver this couch?
I could have, but did not.
Okay. Their company could have.
So with the influx of everybody getting money who went on unemployment plus more money, what was it, $600 a week or per check? I think they got extra or something like that.
I never...
Yeah. People were ordering lots of stuff. Typically in spring and summer, they're ordering pools, patio furniture, kayaks is one thing, swing sets for the kids. This year they ordered kayaks.
I traded in my car last week because I had no way to tote my kayaks. So.
You know,
I get it.
At a time we might have 30 kayaks in the house ready to be scheduled. And kayaks aren't something that like easily stack or you play somewhere. They just kind of go everywhere.
Right.
And I'm sure we've had up to 100 kayaks in our warehouse at a time. And it's slowly dwindling, thank God. But yeah. Yeah. So that's been fun. Awesome. Our warehouse has been inundated with Walmart and Amazon orders, online ordering.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's interesting because summertime is usually, there is a little bit of a lull because people go on vacation and people are away from home and they don't order things. And there's less of that. So in that way, truck drivers get to go on vacation too and that kind of thing.
Not this
year. Boy, oh my, we've been so shorthanded. We've been, like I said, inundated is the word. No. Buried our warehouses. It's still somewhat buried. We're digging our way out of it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of vacations, ours got canceled due to COVID.
Now, where was that vacation?
We were going to do a little tour of the East Coast. I moved here from North Carolina. That's where my family is. So we were going to fly out there so I could see my family. And then we were going to go see his family, who's in Virginia Beach.
In Virginia, yep.
And
I've got family in Philadelphia. And we were going to go up to D.C. and see the mall, you know. We're big
into history.
And you know, there's...
See a little Smithsonian action and all that kind of stuff.
As an American citizen, it's free to go to all the Smithsonian museums, you know. That's something that I, you know, as an adult, I went there as a kid, but as an adult, that's so exciting to me.
You can plan a week's vacation just doing that.
Just doing that.
We were going to spend more time in D.C. than we were with the family.
Well, you've seen them. You make your mark. You say, hey, miss you. Mwah. Going to the Smithsonian. I want to go. Sorry. Don't have room in the car.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, pretty much. But we got airline credits because the airline, when they canceled it, they wouldn't give me my money back. Well, they gave me my money back for the return flight, but not the flight
out there.
There.
Yeah.
Which is weird. So I had almost $500 in airline credits.
Oh, okay.
So I just booked flights back to North Carolina again.
So she can see her kids.
Next month. So, yeah, we'll see if we actually make it this time.
Shorter trip, but nonetheless,
Yeah. But
you concentrated the trip to the relatives.
Well, we're also going to Appalachia, so I'm pretty sure where we're going, it's pretty tight-knit, close little community, I think.
Yes, think all the brother, sister, cousins that live together.
Exactly. Moonshine, we are actually going to...
this is my brother, cousin, husband.
An actual factory where they make, you know, the old Smokies moonshine. I mean, that's my idea. But.
The first thing he said when he found out we were going was... are they going to be playing the banjos? And I'm like, let me check, because they actually do that. They call it picking on the square. Cool. And they go to town square and they play their banjos, which even though I was there for 7 years, I never once attended because that's just not my thing.
You're more of an Alice in Chains kind of gal.
Yeah.
You can always ask them to play Sick Man or something.
Man in the Box.
Man in the Box. Or,
I don't. Yeah. I don't think that they would know what I was talking about.
No.
Well, geez. Well, we've had a couple adventures.
We have.
Yeah. We've taken the Marcy's RV out on a test times. Run to
it has
past
a name.
Olympia.
It has
been named.
It is the Mothership.
The Mothership. We wanted to give it a name that was somewhat Northwest music centric and. Was that your thinking?
No, that was you two.
Was it me?
You guys named you? It, I think, yeah, while I was taking a nap.
I think it was you. It wasn't me. Don't give me that.
We were listening to a lot of 10 Miles Wide.
Yeah, we did.
Marcy had explained how she absolutely loves that album by The Mothership.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
Don't sugarcoat shit.
Nope. Just tell me to shut up. She said it wasn't her favorite album.
Which is fine. We all have favorites. Some hit people, some don't.
We were listening
but
to.
It's still a good album.
We are not talking 10 Miles Wide, though.
No,
and Future Fossils.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Future Fossils.
But we were just talking a lot about, you know, I guess jaundice that weekend. And I was talking to Chris and said, we should call it the Mothership. And Marcy's going to hate it. We didn't think that, did we?
Exactly. She won't like that.
No.
She loved it, though.
She absolutely loved it.
She's ready to get a mural on the back of that thing now.
Yep. Yeah, we want to get a big sticker.
So if anyone out there listening to this knows how to do, you know, vinyl stickers, big giant ones, we need the Mothership and, big vinyl for her giant RV.
We will read your name on the podcast and 5 people will hear it.
Yes.
And
more will, but
yes, that's been kind of our COVID adventures is taking the Mothership out. So we've gone
all right, here we go.
We knew that was coming.
That's Justin for you. what do you expect?
We've taken the RV to Olympia.
Yep, that was that our was first our maiden voyage.
It was literally 20 miles to the campsite. It was like, oh, we're going to test out. We got brand new, tires. You know, spent $1,000 on tires because it had a flat.
Two tires.
Yeah.
$1,000. $1,000. Thank you, RV.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, it was wonderful. It was a great weekend. And then,
this last weekend was adventurous.
Yes, yeah. This last weekend we went to Idaho, and we decided. Weekend.
We went from a 50-mile round trip to a 1,200-mile round trip.
I think it was a little more than that.
It wasn't too much more. I mean, it's maybe 1,300, no but still.
Brand new tires, you know.
And I was all about leaving a little bit early on, like Thursday night. I had driven for 12 hours or worked for 12 hours. But I said, well, let's get in the RV and just see how far we can get. Cleelum as a goal. And then if we get past that, see how I feel. And if we're good, we'll just go to the next stop. See, you know, just keep it up.
We just park and sleep. I mean,
yeah, exactly. It's RV. An RV.
Right. But we parked a little sooner than expected when we blew a tire on Snoqualmie Pass.
Justin said,
I was tired.
That? Do you feel that? And I'm like, yeah.
I smell rubber.
I'm not driving. I had been drinking and it was a long day of work. I'm going to go take a nap in the back while we're on our way.
Why not?
And then I hear thunk, 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 flop, 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 flop. And I instantly ran to the front and told Chris and Marcy, we got a flat tire. Pull the fuck over right now.
Side note, this was one of our brand new tires.
Yeah, exactly.
And granted, I'm not feeling it in the steering wheel because you this vehicle is a front wheel. It's a front wheel drive.
And no, that, it's rear wheel drive.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I thought it was front wheel drive.
No.
Okay.
It's got a big, giant, long drive shaft. That's why there's
I still wasn't feeling it. Yeah. There was no movement in the steering wheel. Well,
it's got dually tires on the back, so the weight
was that's true too,
on that other tire.
No, it was, and then I was running back and forth, you know, while we're still, we're halfway through I-90, you know, the pass on I-90, like right where all you locals will know. But they built that giant animal walkway over the top of I-90, the big tunnel. That's
for the locals that have done I-90. Yeah. There's a ton of locals that don't even touch I-90. Dude. Yeah, well, this is true. Enough.
But
you might as well be talking to somebody in Appalachia.
Yeah, hey,
sometimes.
Hey. Ding, 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 ding.
Hey.
But it's eventually, this is all in the span of 2 minutes, but I'm in the back and I'm just like, okay, we are burning rubber. It's time to pull over.
Discovered a blown out tire, pull off the side. There's definitely blown out.
Pull over, there wasn't. It's all cement barriers.
So eventually, 2 o'clock in the morning, our Marcy's instantly on the phone talking to 24-hour help.
Roadside assistant.
And we finally get to an overpass.
It only took them 8 hours to get to us.
That's all.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just like, it's roadside assistance. But
my favorite...
one's open. It was Memorial Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Everyone's taking their weekend off. From Geico's roadside assistance was, can you call back after shift change in six hours?
Yeah, 9 o'clock in the frickin' morning.
So we did. And we got the tire change and all that.
We took a little nap.
They took our spare and put our spare on, all that good stuff. And then we're on the road.
What was his name? Do we remember?
Travis.
Travis.
Travis was his name. Thanks, Travis. I know you don't know who we are or you probably don't even listen to us.
No.
Should have given him a sticker. Had one in my pocket. Didn't even think about it.
Damn you.
Oh, well.
No, and we rode on. We went through. Yeah, we got past the fires that were absolutely nothing at the time.
Starting. Yeah. Watched them burning in their ways up the hills.
Yeah. And we're like, wow, it's so cool. We were literally talking like, you can see how they're not working that fire because it's on the hill and it's nowhere near. Huh?
Yeah, it's just going to burn up to the dirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well.
Well, at least the way it was burning when we saw it. And we were enjoying it like it was the tide pools at the ocean and the tide is out.
Right.
Oh, look at that. So fire. Oh, so right there. You see flames.
Pictures.
Pictures. But, we took off outside of Cleelum about 10-ish.
Yep.
Yeah, and we stopped and got there. Groceries because we were stranded with none.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the morning. Had no food. Marcy had a hot dog bun and mustard sandwich. That was her breakfast.
Yeah, wonderful.
I just wanted coffee.
But we got into the KOA toilet. And, well, 10, well,
wait. 10 something?
9 o'clock our time.
It was 9 o'clock. Yeah, it would have been 9 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock.
We crossed a timeline, but in Idaho. And come to find out after we get back, oh, God, the drive back, Jesus. Drive back was crazy.
That's another story.
Windy, blowy. I heard it was windy on this side of the mountains.
Yeah, it was like three times as windy.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's like planes. It's literally planes. There's nothing to stop the wind.
Well, you know, I remember having the discussion, do you smell smoke? I thought I was smelling smoke, but I also thought maybe my mind was playing tricks on me. But we were also east of the fires.
And
the fires were blowing from the east. Yeah. So we weren't getting smoke. Mm-mm. We were getting dust.
It was dust. Yeah, because it was a different color. Because at one point, Chris was driving, you know, all over, using all of the lane and a lot of the shoulder, which is all he could do, honestly.
Not a lie.
Yeah. The sky went from, you know, just smoky and we can see, you know, maybe a half mile ahead of us, but it went to instantly like an eighth mile in front of us, and it was sheer yellow, like a yellow piece of paper. Like,
and the moment I decided to take a picture of it, we're passing the exit for Coffin Road.
Yeah, I remember that.
But we skipped over the best part, though, the whole trip.
What, I the mean, vacation not the, in Idaho?
Yeah.
The 100 degree day.
Oh, my God.
It was so hot.
That was so fucking miserable.
And the kid pooped in the pool. We're at a KOA, right? And it's like the only amenities are like cornhole and stuff like that, which you can't do.
That was a lot of amenities.
Yeah, putt-putt and the horseshoe. The
gravel, I saw no
the
one
gravel
doing.
Gravel pit horseshoes.
It was just really hot.
It was too hot. It was, you know, we're from Western Washington, 92 degrees is like killing us. It was over 100. It was 102. You didn't want to be outside, and it was a dry heat, and there was lots of flies.
We spent a lot of time in the little KOA store because they had air conditioning. Yeah,
they
and
had
ice
AC.
Cream
AC that was better than the RV.
I tried not to move whatsoever that day.
That is right, because we ended up going equipment. To the pool. This is pre shit.
Yeah, pre baby shit.
We did not go back in the pool after that, even though they took care of it.
No poo-poo hunting.
Yeah, it's kind of curious. Kid shits in the pool, and it only takes 30 minutes for him to clean it. Something tells me it takes a little longer than that. I saw a movie once where they threw a baby Ruth in the pool, and they had to drain it. So I'm thinking
times have changed.
Yeah. And I'm also, yeah, no, I wasn't crazy. Going back in that.
It cooled down because the next day we did not bring a car with us. We only had the RV,
a giant,
and
RV.
This is a almost 34 foot long monster.
Feet. Yeah.
So on the second day there, we decided to unplug from everything and go out for the day in the RV. So we went and checked out the bridge, which I forgot what it was called.
Twin Falls. Well, it's in Twin Falls, Idaho. We didn't say where we went.
Yeah, Twin Falls.
We went to Twin Falls, Idaho.
Yes, yeah, so we didn't see any Aryan racist marches or anything.
That's good.
Thank God.
We did see some people that were about to
jump off base the bridge.
Base jump.
Yeah, off this is like one bridge. Of the few bridges or maybe the only one, I can't, not sure.
You don't need
a permit to base jump off of.
And there was a lot of people packing chutes.
Yeah.
We did not get to see them. We were kind of distracted by the Idaho candy in the gift shop.
Our Spuddy Buddy.
Yeah, and we got a little Spuddy Buddy mascot to put in the RV. So,
then we drove down the road to look at the falls.
Yes, yeah. that was slightly terrifying on that very narrow, windy mountain.
Oh yeah, that
road.
Was. But
and in
it
the
was
big
narrow
RV.
For a Honda Civic, and we drove down it in a 33 foot
RV.
RV, yeah,
yeah,
big shoebox on its side going down a
But it had RV parking, so, I mean, it could be done.
Right.
And we only had to pay for a car.
Five bucks.
Yeah. We thought we'd be charged for a bus.
Yeah, really. As large as a bus, we were, for sure.
But this, we went to Twin Falls, and I'm not sure where the name came from, because there was a lot of waterfalls right there. And they
Morton Twins.
They call it the Niagara of the West, and it was actually pretty cool. I mean, Christopher and I have both been to Niagara Falls. He's been to the better side, the Canadian side of it. I've only been to the New York side.
Well, the difference between Canadian and New York is from the Canadian side, you get to see the full scope of the falls.
Right.
From the New York side, you get to look over the falls.
Right.
I think.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, it's still pretty cool.
Yes.
To see. It's something that I wanted to see before I moved to the West Coast, and I did. Sure. But
it is amazing.
And it's the only sticker. Well, no, I have my SIG sticker on the back of the RV, but there's a sticker on the back of the RV from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, there you go.
Not that we took that there, but right. Yeah, I mean, comparison.
I thought it was cool. It's the biggest waterfalls
cool.
I've ever seen. I mean,
oh, wait till we get to North Carolina.
We've all seen Snoqualmie Falls, but this was like, I would say like a...
Well, Snoqualmie's a...
Well, it depends
it's
on
a singular
when you
fall.
See it
is... It's probably a longer drop than that Twin Falls.
Oh, yeah,
is for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And it doesn't have the layers.
Yeah, the Twin Falls had several different layers in the rock of pools.
Yeah.
So obviously, when it runs faster and high, you're probably not seeing much of the pool.
Right.
But we got to see, yeah, it looked like a glass tabletop, some of those pools.
Yeah. It was beautiful. It literally, Chris was saying, it looks like something Disneyland built.
It really did.
You know?
It looked fake.
It
did look fake.
I think Idaho did a good job in asking Disney to come fix that, create those falls for them.
But yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The drive home was an experience. Was horrifying.
It was. It started getting smoky that day down in where we were at in Idaho, because I remember when we left the store when we got coffee.
Yeah.
We came out and it was kind of smoky because I took a picture of the RV and the sun over it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, you could see the smoke in the air.
Right.
If we think it was smoke, do we think it was smoke?
I don't know. Justin does smoke like a chimney. So.
Nice. I never smelled smoke until I got home, honestly.
Right.
Well, you also had we got home at, 9 o'clock Jesus. At night, and then 167's on fire?
He didn't get home.
I got home at 10:30.
Yeah.
What time? You guys should have been here about 8-ish? Is that right?
We got back here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Because I think I was there for a couple hours.
You didn't turn your GPS on, did you?
No, not for the ride home. I didn't.
No,
I always do, just
should've.
Because it'll tell
I
me.
I typically do, just in case.
Yeah.
For those kind of reasons. But yeah, I got stuck going northbound on 167 Sunday night, Monday night. And that's when they shut down both ends because of the fire. And, oh God, Sumner was on fire and no power. 410 was closed. It was just a nut house.
We had just gone through there in the RV.
Yes, we did just go through there in the RV down
it
410
was not me
through
smoking,
Chinook.
I promise.
Yeah.
No, he's very responsible with his cigarette butts and... He does not throw them out. He puts them in his back pocket, and I find them in the washing machine.
That's funny. Yeah, I just remember there are some points where I was showing Justin where the RV was taking a left-hand, just a bend in the freeway, left-hand bend, and my steering wheel was cocked at a 45-degree angle.
90 degrees at some point.
Well, at some point as a reaction to the right.
Yeah.
As we're going through...
He's going left, but the steering wheel's turning right.
Because the wind is just battering the right side of the RV, trying to push us into the median. Yep. And then we passed that one truck that was alongside the road.
Oh, my God.
And it acted as a wind block. And it was basically we hit the leeward side of that truck. And as my wheel is turned to left, the wind disappeared. So all of a sudden, the RV lurches to the right.
That's terrifying.
And we almost nailed the side of this truck on the side of the road. Had to whip it back. And then, whip it back left, the steering wheel back left. And then the wind hits the RV again.
And then
jerks the RV back to the left. Yeah, it's so fun. And it happened a couple times under underpasses, too.
Underpasses.
And you would think that would have been the end of the adventure. It wasn't, because... No. When we finally got off to go down 410, there was no power to the gas stations.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Because of the
Thanks
wind.
Thanks for reminding us that.
And we had a quarter of a tank of gas. And the closest gas station was 20 miles away.
Yeah. And we're like on E.
No, we're on, we had a quarter. We had a quarter, but we had nowhere to go after that.
Right. Well,
and in an RV, if you're out of gas, that means no power. Even if you want to run the genset. Yeah, no, there's nothing.
But we made it. We got to a gas station.
But there was also no signal for phones, so it's like I find a gas station that
then it disappears
on my phone for half a second. We try to look it up a second later, and it's not existent at all.
That was very terrifying. There was not a lot of talking.
Yeah, it was relatively tense. Relatively tense.
There was noise. It was more like kind of noises, but.
And once we got gas, we were good again, and we decided to go through Chinook Pass home,
which was fun and dandy.
It was cool. It was had a lot of nice sights, and I was only terrified the one time when Christopher said, "Oh, I meant to pull into that other pull off to look," and he threw the RV in reverse and started backing up down Chinook Pass.
Yeah,
that was terrifying. I was on the floor of the RV.
I back trucks up all day long.
Yeah, but
Marcy's not in that truck while you're doing it.
Justin had to pull all the blinds so I couldn't see.
Yep.
It was interesting.
That was fun. But so we got back. I eventually got home. Oh, my God. That was just crazy. They eventually just turned everybody around on northbound 167 and took us around through Sumner, down 410 to turn around and go back towards I-5, I guess. But I took it all the way. I threw into town and just went down like East Valley Highway to go north. It's like, oh, God.
So we did get the tire fixed today.
Yeah.
So, and luckily Les Schwab was awesome about it because they replaced the tire for free since it was a new tire. They're
that's crazy.
They are probably going to pay for the damage to my wheel well too. So
no,
good
Toyota
on them.
Toyota tire is going to.
Well, somebody's going to. And I didn't even ask them about that. That was their suggestion.
They have some sort of insurance thing. That's cool.
Exactly. They gave me the paperwork and told me to fill it
out. That's amazing.
The tire guy, Les Schwab, said, we're sending this back to Toyo and a body bag. Evidently,
it was bad. The sidewall was completely gone.
Yeah. It was nothing to do with the tread at all. It was just the sidewall had blown off.
Yeah, the outer sidewall. That's goofy.
Which I've heard a lot
of
people
say. And we're on the road by
ourselves. Stuff like that.
If anybody wants to see the pictures of these tires, reach out to one of us because we actually have the picture.
Have
it
pictures,
is unbelievable. Yeah. Even the guy at Les Schwab was like,
"This is not right."
Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah,
this
crazy.
Doesn't make sense. It's insane, especially for a new tire. But we have another adventure coming up this coming weekend.
Yes, next weekend.
We will be in Port Angeles for the weekend on another mothership adventure. Justin, your cat's acting weird.
A new docking station in Port Angeles.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Port Angeles? Port Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Not as far. We're not going 600 miles again in the freaking RV.
No, and I'm not going to mention where we're going yet. I mean, I don't want to put that out there until after we've come back.
Why, you think someone's going to come and stalk us?
I wish.
Yeah. All you single ladies.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. An odd thing also in regards to the trip. We were in Twin Falls. I get back. I'm listening to the podcast. And who else was in Twin Falls? Or not. Well, Southern Idaho. They were more east than we were, but they were
not far.
It was Matt and Tyler.
Tyler. Oh, yeah. Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our buddy.
They were doing their podcast out there.
Mothers, if I had known, you know, we could have had a collab. We had all the equipment.
We could have matched up somewhere.
Yeah.
How fun, though. That's just so weird.
Their podcast, Going Viral, is available everywhere.
Yes, Going Viral.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
It is.
Yeah, it is a fun one.
I love them both.
I'm not going to ruin how fun it is. You guys go look it up.
Yeah, Gone Viral. It's a real good one. It's a personable.
You need drug test your cat, dude.
Well, no, just save the money and put it down. Drug test probably costs more.
Put down the cat. No.
Okay, well, all right. I'm done with suggestions. I'm done. Anyway. So we haven't done a podcast since March. Well, that's because we've had no shows to promote. We could have taken some time and possibly promoted a small handful of shows that that would have happened on online
live streaming.
Yeah,
we tailgated,
but now those are banned, right?
Well,
did you see that?
Yeah, I know that's coming up. But you know, during the time that we haven't podcasted, there really hasn't been these streamcast shows just come up all of a sudden, pow. So it's unlike our typical shows where we know they're weeks ahead.
Right.
They're coming. We can plan. I can set up music. I can approach bands, get permissions, all these kind of things. No. So it's during this time, I'm going to take the blame of trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do.
Yeah. Realistically, it's like it could be like this for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. If not longer. So yeah. Sorry. Sucks.
But we know you guys miss us.
Yeah, that's it.
You miss Chris. It's fine.
Whatever. The big W. The big W. The big whatever. So I've bandied about ideas of, conducting interviews, which would be different, new, strange, and odd for me because I would have to care enough to ask questions about somebody. I'd have to have a heart. I mean, I could probably fake it though really well. No, it's about the comfort level of being able to ask those questions and questions that
people want to know.
Yeah. Sure. You know, there's an opportunity for artists to give a little bit more of themselves outside their music. What's your background? Where'd you grow up? What put you into this instrument? When did you start playing? What's your tie to this, that, and the other? What kind of hardships did you experience? That kind of thing.
Why did you choose to have children?
Yeah, dumb shit. Yeah, exactly. Oh, sorry.
Christopher, don't you have children?
Yes.
Marcy, don't you have children?
They're adults.
No, I don't have children.
He's carrying his children in his satchel still.
They're in his shorts.
I picked up a bad time to stop drinking.
It's a light beer, everyone.
The idea of interviewing people for segments, short segments or episodic interviews. If you're an artist and you're listening to this and you would be interested in being interviewed, hit us up. You can hit us up email at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 253-652-0254. So that was a lot of numbers.
And you ladies, that number also goes to a phone. So if you want to send nudes, it's completely acceptable.
You can also send a text to that number it might be easier to get a hold of us.
Local artists, obviously, you know how to find us. We want to talk.
I think the three of us are pretty well known. I mean, not
known enough.
Yeah, we want to talk to our friends, and
they know who we are. So
who you are?
Somebody can get a hold of one of us.
I've had about three or four people that said we're willing to do an interview whenever you want, that kind of thing.
And we can get it where we bring the mothership as a mobile recording studio if we have to.
Yeah, we'll work it out. I mean, personally, I don't have a place to do it.
We got one right here.
We do. It depends on how comfortable that artist is.
Parking's limited.
We'll come to you.
Yeah. Come to you. We can bring the mothership.
Right.
And I mean, it's
got one thing that might be a hindrance for me personally at this time. technologically, which I'm pretty sure I could figure it out via this wicked board I'm looking at, this
new board, cool.
Is a phone interview.
Yeah.
So I something we might have to play with sometime just to see if we can make it work. Yeah.
So that means you're going to hear from us more.
We hope. That means I'd have to make the time and reach out to people and set that up, which is another whole new thing. But in the meantime, we've had bands releasing music during the COVID. What?
I have to pee.
Go pee.
I'm going pee.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yep.
I'll wait to check the laundry when he's done emptying his little bladder.
So, yeah, we have had bands on the This Week in Seattle Rock roster that have released new music during the COVID experience. So, meow. Shut up, cat.
You hurt his little feelings.
Can anybody tell that I'm a jerk? but anyway, so the idea was to maybe, hey, let's play some of those songs that we haven't had a chance to play yet because we haven't had an opportunity to promote any shows. So we've got that. And then we also have bands. I discovered bands that are on the roster that we hadn't had a chance to play. I've had one band on here on this list from tonight. I've scheduled 3 times to play their music on the podcast. And we didn't record, or I didn't record, or it got canceled, or who knows what. Crap. So they're on here. So why not do a 10-song episode, play some music, expand your love of Northwest rock, and maybe get to hear something new, and go ahead and provide some coinage for these bands, buy their tunes when you have a chance, their merch, all that good stuff. They're either on Bandcamp or, you know, you can find them online, Facebook, typically always. You'll be able to find the band not there to be able to guide you to their merch and purchasing their music.
I have not looked at the list, but is Martin Reed on there?
Not yet. Did you listen to that?
We were listening to it in the RV, remember?
Okay, yeah.
Yes. That's
I love
that. Is a different sound.
God, I love it.
It's cool. Yeah, I like it.
Shout out to the MTR Project. They do have a nice, I think it's a 6-song EP or 5-song EP. But yeah, it's some good tunes. Some good tunes. They are not scheduled on the show today because I just started with the A's, because that would be the easiest way for me to do it. And it's kind of indiscriminate, and it's not me making choices. So
that's fair.
That's like, why didn't you play this? Why didn't you play my song? Even though I know I wouldn't hear that from these people. But
welcome back.
Oh, hello.
Welcome back.
You look a little lighter.
Maybe slightly.
I'm going to check the laundry now that you're back.
Oh.
Because this is real life. I
grabbed another beer.
Real life. Because real life and laundry happens.
Yeah, honestly.
So we don't have an official sponsor as of yet.
Oh, yeah. I thought we did.
Well,
wink, wink, wink.
Well, let's listen to this ad and see if we can get some money from them.
Yeah, sure.
We are. I used to use Zerowax. If they've added plastic or something that gives a better shine, I'll use it again. Shine that lasts is all I want. Plastic? Sounds good.
Well, I've got a light-colored floor, and the brand I use now makes it yellow. So if the Arrowax people add more plastic and it won't yellow, great.
I like the idea of plastic.
Introducing new Arrowax with 50% more plastic. Ladies, we heard you.
Ladies, they heard you.
Marcy, let me tell you why you should use Arrowax.
Still here, motherfucker.
I'm in trouble now.
Busted. Well, we're 40 minutes into this. Let's get to some music finally instead of listening to our yabbering. Typically, we are testing out new equipment, a new soundboard, a new process of doing things. So we're going to see where we screw up when we publish this. So why don't we get into some music? We're going to play a song for you from the Aimlows. They are a shitcore mall punk for the lower class band. They have a song. This is from their. Oh, well, we have we scheduled the Aim Lows on the podcast. This is not a new song per se, not a COVID song, but we never recorded the episodes that they were set to record on. They were scheduled to. Who knows what happened? I got lazy. Something come up. Who knows? Ran out of time. But just this
blame
is
it on COVID.
Oh God, I can't. It was. They have a 6-song EP out. You can get it on Bandcamp. It's a self-titled EP called The Aim Lows. And out of Ballard, this is the Aim Lows Gamma Rays. Diddy, that was the Aim Lows.
Oh, that was a banger, man.
Really fast.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Set you up for success.
Yeah. Just.
So next up on the list, we have Artra out of Tacoma. This is from their self-titled EP they released in February. Of course, titled Artra. And let's see, what did I have? Yeah, they had some notes that you can hear some rock, some prog, some grunge, and metal within their musics. So this is a song from that EP released during the COVID, actually just during the COVID. I want to say during the COVID. This is R&R. So that was Artra.
Yeah.
Let's get loud. Let's get aggressive.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, that's Artra out of Tacoma. The song is R&R off their self-titled EP.
R&R, I don't know. Are they resting and recuperating?
I don't know.
I don't think that's what they meant by R&R.
They're, yes. Yes. Marcy, are you folding laundry?
I wanted some cauliflower. Oh, no. She brings out cauliflower and broccoli. And let me guess, is that ranch?
It is.
Is that lightweight ranch or full weight ranch?
What do you want it to be?
Did you put any ranch in there? All that cauliflower and broccoli.
That,
broccoli.
My friends, is
she's
lightweight
have the stinky
ranch.
Farts. But and she has ranch. All this broccoli and cauliflower, and she has this much ranch.
It tastes like a piece of cardboard. It's low in calories, but it tastes like
cauliflower.
Cardboard.
Oh, come on. Let's get back into the music. Enough of this crap. So our third song of the night is from Astor House, and they're one of the podcast pillars. They've provided with us provided us a lot of music, and they play a lot, or used to, before the COVID hit. They are a favorite of mine. They released an album, Soul Versus Skin, on August 13th. And thanks to Johnny Thornburg for hitting me up with a couple songs off that album. Johnny had gone through about a 10-year bout with depression, with OCD on top of it. And they came, he and his brother, Johnny and I forgot his brother's name, I suck. They came to a point where they were wondering if they were going to continue doing music. But I figured out that the music was helping. The writing process, all that good stuff was helping them get that out. And, you know, dealing with the pain, depression, the things he's feeling. He's just emoting everything in a lyrical way, which is amazing to me. And I think that's why their songs are so well written. Oh, that's disgusting.
Damn it, Marcy. We're going to play some badass music.
So along those lines, if you're feeling that weight, if you're feeling something that just isn't right, forlorn, the weight of life, if you feel that heaviness on you, reach out to somebody. Yeah. And the idea is to, it might be difficult, but keep reaching out until you find somebody that will help or can help or guide you in the right direction, because we want you to know you're worthy of being loved. And that's like one of the issues with depression people deal with. They feel like they're not worthy, and they are worthy of being loved.
Exactly.
For sure.
But hey, all three of us are on Instagram. Come follow us. We'll help you.
Yeah. And if you're having those
slide
bad thoughts,
the DMs.
And you don't have anybody to talk to, there's always help at National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255.
And if you're not suicidal, it's not a bad number to call, just because they can help guide you towards something, at least, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, something. It's help. It's help. Reach out. So along those lines,
we got heavy.
This is one of Johnny's songs off that Soul Versus Skin album. It is called All Kinds of Satan. I think it's one of his happier songs.
Hey, Satan.
I've digested 7 nails. I had my barefoot slippers top of my skin. Look like some kind of saint. She couldn't have held you very well. Your kind of evil doesn't just show up like this. Buster-lipped woman treating you like her. She couldn't have held you very well. Very well. Very well.
Some kind of saint.
Like some kind of saint. Like some kind of saint. She couldn't have held you very well. Like some kind of saint, like some kind of saint. She couldn't have held you very well. Like some kind of saint, like some kind of saint. She couldn't have held you very well. What can I do?
Satan?
Piano.
That's a cool tune. I dig it.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Totally dig it. First time hearing it for you guys.
And I mean, Satan hasn't really done me wrong.
I like Johnny's voice. I just, it's different. I dig it. He uses a full range, as you can very well heard in that song, which is very cool. Continuing on, we're going to hit the number four song on the list. It is from Atomic Rust out of Seattle. They're a new band to the roster. And we want to thank Rob for submitting these songs he gave us to rotate through. This is a new release. This is GTFO.
We'll be right back.
FTFO, fire burns smoke.
Yeah.
That was actually awesome. I was about to go for out for a cigarette. Now, that was awesome. Makes me want to beat up my teddy bear. That was dope.
Beat up your teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh, we're four songs down, almost halfway. We come to number five here. We're going to play 10 songs released during the COVID for the most part. This song, next song, comes from the Black Ends out of Seattle. We want to thank Nicole Swims, leader of the Black Ends, for giving me a set of songs to play on the podcast. This is from their Stay Evil EP, which was released in July. This song is called I Live for the Sea.
What's the use in crying? I live in the sea, I live in the sea, I live in the sea. What's the use in crying? I live in the sea, I live in the sea, I live in the sea. And I'll never show up, I'll never grow up, I'll never work hard, I'll never be smart, and I'll never be you, and I'll never be me again. What's the use in crying? I live in the sea, I live in the sea, I live in the sea. What's the use in crying? I live in the sea, I live in the sea, I live in the sea.
So I made sure that the Black Ends used every drum and cymbal they had on that song.
It sounded like it.
Fun little jam song from the Black Ends out of Seattle. That's called I Live in the Sea. And again, you can get that off their Stay Evil EP released in July. And again, the idea for this is podcast was to guide you to shows to help support our local artists. In lieu of that, please, 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 if you can, find them on a live stream somewhere and or go and purchase their funds or throw your funds at their music. That's what I mean.
Maybe they have merch. Like that.
They might have some t-shirts. I saw some t-shirts. I saw some Archer shirts and somebody else. I can't remember who I saw. But yeah, throw some money at them. They need your support as much as anybody else does that's not currently working or anything along those lines.
We got to keep the music scene alive.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, hey. So, how many closures have we had? Tony V's,
Louis G's.
So, I don't have to ever confuse those. Well, at least not in the current, not currently. What else closed down?
Blackzia?
Did they? Oh, Black Zia closed down? Shoot. And others that we're not remembering. But
I'm trying to block that out.
Well, you know, I feel like, yeah, they closed down. Will that mean there'll be less places to play in the future? Maybe yes, maybe no. There might not be beer at some of the places or locations that these bands will find to play. But there is always somewhere to play, for sure. And people get creative in finding locations to play. And once we got, once things are released, we will have there will be a wait, because everybody's going to be flooding the market, wanting to play. So,
and I'm going to be flooding the scene, wanting to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. So it's it'll be interesting to see what happens once things open up and how soon things are scheduled and what opens in other new places, right, or in places that we are familiar with. Because I'm still seeing some streaming things coming out of Tony V's.
Really?
There's some streaming things scheduled at Tony V's. And I'm just like, so does that mean he just closed for foods and things just because? There's expenses. You got to buy beer. You got to buy this. You got to buy this. You got to buy this.
Well, you also got to have rent. You've got to have insurance. There's
right, exactly.
10 million other things that these venues have to, you know, work through that, you know, with our current situation, you kind of got to deal with.
Right. And I don't understand why the banks get off scot-free through all this crap. But, you know, I guess I'm an idiot, so don't ask me.
Cat fight.
I like my crop top better than your crop top, bitch. Your titties are saggy.
They look like pepperoni.
Don't you dare talk about my cat that way.
Your cat and her fat tits. like I can talk. Anyway, hey,
or me.
Along those lines, let's introduce a new band. This is a new band to This Week in Seattle Rock. They approached us about playing their music on the podcast.
We love when that happens.
No, yes. Thank you very much, Gordon. I appreciate that. This is College Radio out of Seattle. This is a new single from them, released in August. This is College Radio and their song, Untitled.
Objective, a world lost and unsurgated.
So that was College Radio out of Seattle with their song Untitled, released during the COVID in August. Little punk pop for you guys.
Yeah, very little recent. Different.
So far, we've had a nice wide range of flavors so far.
For sure.
Little jam episode from Black Ends. So some pop punk from College Radio, Aim Lows, Artrell, a little hard. Yeah, I'm digging it. That's why I think I dig most out of all this is all the paint that this brush can paint with.
And even the lovely sound of me crunching my cauliflower in the microphone. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I think we are due for another ad.
Discover the clean difference. The clean difference in today's smoking with new Bel Air cigarettes. Breathe easy. Smoke clean with Bel Air. Air Fresh Menthol Blend. The clean difference in taste. Deep Set Recessed Filter. The clean difference in filter tips.
Breathe easy. Smoke clean with new Bel Air.
The clean difference in smoking.
Let me tell you why I smoke Bel Air cigarettes. It's the clean difference.
For sure.
Four out of five doctors approve.
The four out of five dentists with yellow teeth approve. Smoking with Bel Air cigarettes. So, hey, here's a short little ditty. I thought it was short. I thought it was shorter than it actually is, but it is not. This is a band that we never had an opportunity to play. Actually, I played their demo once, but this is actually an official recording. This is from Cynical Sex Appeal. They are out of Bellingham, and this is off their EP Taz. You can find on Bandcamp. This is the song SNRI.
Poison running through my brain. I keep chasing chemicals in my brain. Thousands of years watching in galaxy. Galaxy tech self-destruction. Oh God, this makes me go to my heart. Why is there fire in me? Where am I? We'll be right back.
So that was Cynical Sex Appeal with their song SNRI off their EP Taz, which you can get on Bandcamp. They're out of Bellingham. And hey, thanks for being on the roster, Cynical Sex Appeal. Kind of a cool name.
I was just thinking that.
It was definitely some sinister sex appeal.
Nice raw tune.
Yeah.
Sounded like a live run through for them. And
yeah,
just getting down a nice raw, just,
crunchy tune.
Yeah, crunch like to it. The next next band, number 8 band we're playing tonight, used to be called Crescent Valley Band, but they've changed their name to the Daily Grind, and Daily is spelled D-A-E-L-I-E, Grind. So I don't know if that's somebody's name or... I don't know. I just don't know. They're out of Gig Harbor. They are a... I think they're a foursome of young bandmates. A foursome, and this is their song, Hey Bud, once I get it queued up. Do-do-do... And that's not part of the song, but this is. Daily Grind out of Gig Harbor. That was their song, Hey Bud. Nice new young band. I had them scheduled to play on the podcast, and that was one of the ones where one of the podcasts got canceled. And unfortunately, I think this band doesn't play a whole lot, or didn't play a whole lot before COVID, just because I think age, there's not a whole lot of places they can play.
I'll tell you what, I'm a fan. And I love this.
And I think I overlooked one of their shows. I think I found out that I missed their show. Also another show. So, but here you go. That's basically Daily Grind's This Week in Seattle Rock podcast debut. So check them out. I think you can find their music on the SoundCloud currently. So growing up in Seattle, myself, I got to, I'm old. What am I going to say?
Agreed.
Hey, I'm older than KISW.
That's saying a lot. If you're younger, that's saying a lot.
But over the years, listen to DJs on KJR AM when they were a flamethrower before FM was a big thing. Sure. And then into KISW or KZOK, then KISW and all that kind of stuff. Heard a lot of great DJs over the years. And there are certain eras of DJs. I was just kind of thinking about that the other day where you had this run of DJ group, this run of DJ group, and they moved from KISW to KXRX to KZOK. It's super
all
interesting.
All the guys that we know now in the morning show were at K-Rock. You
know? It's so interesting.
Yeah, it's, I love
the, I love it. But one of them, one of the great duos was Robin and Maynard. And they, I don't know how to describe them. They were a male and a female. They're a nice little, they had a clippy show, fun of little acts and the like. And one of their shorts. One of their guests, yeah, a lot of shorts and a lot of sound effects and just, but fun.
Fun.
Fun. Surly Robin and the ever present and reasonable John Maynard. But one of their stalwarts on the show was Roy Otis. And boy, I tell you what, if I'm violating some copyright laws, I'm violating some copyright laws.
Come at me, bro.
Hey, look at me. I'm saving Elvis in a movie. Yeah.
Wait, no scream, please. I'm out of trouble with this.
You can say that again. Elvis making these crappy movies. Hey, by the way, Elvis, what's your phony name for this movie?
I'm Johnny Jerome. An American.
Oh, you're Johnny Jerome. Okay, well, my name's Harry Dangler. So what's going on here, Johnny Jerome?
Well, I was kidnapped and brought to that fortress back up the hill. A friend helped me to escape.
So how can I help you?
I'm to meet my friend at the Pool of Omar.
The Pool of Omar. The Pool of Omar. Let's just call it what it is. Johnny, let's just call it the Toity.
Did you drop me off at on your way to the Taj?
I sure will.
You do have a car, don't you?
Do I have a car? Oh, Elvis. It's actually my cousin's. It's a 69 Dodge Charger with a hole cut in the hood for a blower.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting.
Hey, Elvis, isn't it about time for Colonel Parker to bend you over for another one of those crappy movie songs?
Oh, yeah.
When you meet by chance, it's not just by chance, it's kismet.
When two hearts stand still, it's destiny's will, it's kismet. And do the Wheel of Fortune thing.
The Wheel of Fortune spins. Oh. Round and around it goes.
That's the stuff, Johnny.
Until you came by, Kismet and I.
Let's enjoy an intermission.
Hey, Elvis, I'm sorry. I just ripped off an SBD. I know it's like an egg pew thing. It's awful. I'm very sorry.
I've heard of heartburn, but aren't you carrying this too far?
Oh, not heartburn, it's fartburn, Elvis. I'm in a movie with Elvis right now.
What's your gimmick?
What's your gimmick?
No gimmick. My name's Charlie Rogers.
You're Charlie Rogers? Well, that's the damnedest. That's the damnedest thing, Elvis, because that's my name too, Charlie Rogers. And I have gas.
What are you, regular or ethyl?
Tang, just ask me what kind of gas I have, regular or ethyl. Well, I'll tell you, King, I think I like to pump ethyl, so how about that? I like to pump ethyl.
Okay, I believe you.
How about if you break into song right about here, Elvis? After all, come on, it's an Elvis movie. Sing!
This big wide world is a clown
with its nose painted red. This is such a cool song, Elvis.
A rainbow colored balloon dancing high overhead.
This is so much better than Jailhouse Rock.
It's everyone's oyster. Step up, get your pearl. It's a
Well, there's this week's episode of Roy Otis. Get your flavors of Roy Otis on YouTube. If you, Roy Otis does have a YouTube page. There's actually not a video. You might see some little funky Sonny Jim type picture of Roy Otis's face painted on top or cropped
up the green drip.
We will get there. But we'll try and play those. Check Robin and Maynard. I think it's robinandmaynard.com, and you can get a lot of old show clips and episodes from KZOK and KXRX for sure. Check them out online. But anyways, we want to give you a little flavor, a little difference, break things up. But let's get back to – we got a couple more songs to play for you guys. The next song is from Dryland. They are a band out of Bellingham, and they have not appeared on the podcast as of yet. I think I had made arrangements to play their stuff, but never caught where they – never saw where they had played. So I didn't schedule them at least. But anyway, this song – it is called No Celestial Hope.
Nourish, no!
Celestial Hope from Dryland out of Bellingham, a band we haven't had an opportunity to play on the podcast, so that's what we're doing. We're going to give them some exposure. You can probably check them out. I think they were on SoundCloud also, but go ahead and check them out on Facebook. I'm sure they can guide you towards where you can buy their music and their merch. That was heavy duty.
Yeah, that was heavy. That was probably the heaviest of the night so far. That was awesome.
That wide brush of rock and roll, right?
Yeah, man.
So we do have one last band artist to play for you folks.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's the last one. What are we going to do? I'm going to cry. Well, cry if you must. It is Dystopian Anthems. This is another band that was never scheduled on a podcast, but here you go. This is their song. This is a band out of Lake Taps, south end of what do you want to call it?
I've been on that lake.
South end of something. Below Seattle.
South of Auburn.
There you go.
North of Tacoma.
Yeah. This is their song, Stormy Eclipse.
Yeah.
So that was Dystopian. What was it? Dystopian Anthems and their song Stormy Eclipse. They are out of Lake Taps, a band we never scheduled on the podcast, but now they've been on. They can never say that we've never played them.
Yeah, and they were fantastic.
So Justin made a mention about the number of bands we had with ladies.
Yeah, at least three tonight. That's, you know, for the music scene, that's... We would love for that ratio to be higher, but that's damn good. I'm a big fan of female-fronted bands. Most of all of my favorite bands are female-fronted. So
yeah, and this was all this like a, this, I don't know if I mentioned it. Random. I just started at A, and I'm starting to go through the list in our roster in alphabetical order, finding bands we haven't played and new songs released during the COVID era. So we'll pick up probably. Well, Dystopian Anthems, that's probably the end of the D's for sure.
So, yeah.
Probably pick up at, yeah. I don't know if I have any E bands. I might, but we'll start at E, F's, and G's, and we'll go from there next time. So what did you guys think about the experiment?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. It was a lot of fun to talk about our travels and misfortunes and yeah, going through everything that's gone on. It's nice to catch up. We miss talking.
I liked the cat fight.
It was live. So typically when we had recorded this in the past, we would record our talks and intros and blah, blah, blahs, introducing songs and shows. And then I would just go back and edit in the music. Every once in a while, we'd listen to the music, at least part of it, to see, yeah, you know, if it's something we didn't, that you guys weren't familiar with.
We could have some commentary, you know.
Right, exactly. This one we're recording straight through with the music live. So
we listened to all of it. Yeah.
We listened to every minute of it. So
and now we can actually see how long this is going to be.
We're looking at right now basically an hour 45 minutes. That's a long podcast. Maybe we learn to shut our yap. But we haven't been on for so long. It's the catch up.
First
exactly.
25 minutes.
Yeah, if we do one next week, and it's like, what'd you do this week? Went to work. Okay, good. Let's get to the music.
You were there. We went camping.
Yeah, we went camping. Yeah, we had a lot of stories to tell, for sure. So thank you for listening. Let us know if you want to, if we've bothered you, if we excited you. Regardless, let us know. Please let us know. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us on a messenger.
Yeah,
hit us
where up. Do we find you, Chris?
In the toilet.
In a van down by the river. We're all on social media. The podcast is all on social media.
Yep. Hit us all up individually. Hit us up on the podcast. Whatever. Give us a comment. We let us know you're listening. We are an international podcast. Woohoo! Let's see if we can gain some listeners back since we've been gone for 6 months.
Oh my goodness.
We're still here.
Just not live show.
So I'm about to hit the outro button. You guys have anything else to add?
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks. We love and miss you all.
Much love to everybody. Have a good night. Thank you for listening to This Week in Seattle Rock. If you like our podcast, tell your friends on social media about us. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find all past episodes at thisweekinseattlerock.com. If you have any questions or comments, or if you're a Washington rock artist and want to participate in the podcast, we can be reached at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com, or you can text us at 253-632-0254. You want more? Come join This Week in Seattle Rock Facebook group and see what's going on in the Washington music world. The intro and outro music you hear is by The Allies. I'd like to thank my co-hosts Marcy Garrett and Justin Snock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken.